Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to the G-Note Podcast. I am your host, Jason Spicy G. Goldman, and I'm a Grammy-winning record producer, arranger, and musician. I've been a music professor at USC for over 22 years, and I am most known for writing and producing music for the iconic crooner Michael Bublé over the past two decades. This is a pod for musicians who want advice and strategies on navigating the music industry. If you're not a musician but a music fan, I promise there is plenty in here for you as well. On this pod, we talk all things music. On today's episode, we are talking about only going into the music business if you have to. Let's go. All right, folks, let's get into it. I know the topic and my statement up at the top here seemed a little pessimistic, but I can promise you it's going to really help you out in the long run. And I'm going to talk about who should be a musician and go into a professional musician, I should say, and who should probably stay away from being a professional musician. And I think this will help, as I always tell this to all of my students at USC and even my own son who's going to be going into the music industry. So, as I mentioned before, you shouldn't go into the music business unless you have to. For me personally, there was no choice. Like, my parents didn't know much about other music schools, and I applied to one college, which is not a really smart move. My parents were always supportive about what I wanted to do, but I definitely should have applied to more schools. I mean, what if I didn't get into it? But what they did know is that I had already gotten a scholarship at a couple of jazz festivals to go to Berklee College of Music before I even applied to go there. So, you know, they at least knew that I was a decent musician, but I didn't really have any advice as to whether I should or shouldn't go. To me, when people would ask what I'm doing, you know, I would just was like, well, I just play music. I play and I write music. That's what I do. There was not any other option for me in my head. Nothing was drifting in and out of the transoms of my mind to do other than music, because that's just what I did all through high school. By the way, just as a side note, you know, for the longest time, I thought everyone knew what they wanted to do leaving high school, right? To me, it was just music. But I didn't know until, you know, I met my wife and we were talking about colleges, and she's like, well, you know, you just were lucky. And I was like, what do you mean? I was like, because the conversation was, well, you know, I said, I don't understand why people go to school and they don't know what they want to do. And she's like, well, most people don't. And I was like, how is that possible? You know, in my mind, I'm thinking, why would you go to school for something that, and you don't even, you're not passionate about it, or you don't know what you want to do? Like, it didn't make any sense to me why you would do that. And I never thought about it. You know, I knew where my friends were going to school, but I never asked them what they were majoring in. It just dawned on me. Now, I get asked this by parents all the time. They'll email me, text me, very concerned, of course. My son wants to, or my daughter wants to go to USC. I'm really worried about it. Being a musician, is that even possible anymore? And of course, I get asked by students. Right. So I'm here to tell you, you know, I should say, I'm not here to tell you whether you should or shouldn't be in the business. That's obviously a personal decision, but I can certainly give you some idea what it takes to be in the music industry and to be a professional musician. Let's start off with those that I feel have the right personality to be a professional musician. If you think about music night and day, almost nonstop, that's a great reason to be a musician. Meaning you wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and you have to get a song out of your head or write it down or record a voice memo. If you dream of music, whether you are dreaming of the experience of playing it or some other aspect of music, that's another good sign. Now, of course, everyone has those fantasy dreams, but I'm talking about the dreams that won't go away. For me, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I have to write a song down. I have to get it out. Otherwise, I can't even go back to sleep. And I use my voice memos a lot because I'm thinking of songs all the time. I'm in the shower immediately when I come out. I can't be bothered because I have to get the song down, or I'm going to be really upset that I forgot potentially what I thought would be a great song. If you're thinking about a musical experience you had or want to have all the time, meaning that you're thinking about playing with a band or wanting to get to sound like a certain person or, getting better at your craft, and you're thinking about this all the time, and it bothers you, almost like it's almost like a sickness where you have no choice, right? Another sign is when you're listening to music. Not only do you just love the song or the music you're listening to, but you're trying to dig super deep into it. What is each part playing? Like each particular instrument? What's the harmony of the song? I can't tell you how many times I'm listening to a song and I'm thinking about the chord progressions that are going by. Or you're thinking about the lyrics and you're thinking about the meaning of the lyrics, but not just the meaning, but how the composer or the songwriter wrote the song and what you think that person was going through and how you think you can add those things into your writing. So you're basically dissecting a song. If you do tons of research on a song, like who are the musicians on the song? Who are the producers or the engineers? So you're searching for beyond just the song. In essence, you're trying to find the DNA of the song, right? You love watching behind the scenes footage to gain insight as to how to do what the musicians and artists are doing, trying to get information that normal average people don't really care about too much. This is the biggest one. If you can't see yourself doing anything else with your life except music, then you should probably be a professional musician. You would get bummed out, or you get bummed out at the thought of doing something other than music. Like, it literally depresses you. Or you don't even know what else you could do because you just do music. Those are the people that should be musicians. And that's why I say only be a musician, a professional musician, if you have to, because you need to have that strong desire to just go out and search constantly and have it on the top of your brain all the time. On the converse, let's talk about who I don't recommend be a professional musician. This way we can kind of see what I'm talking about a little bit more here. If you have any other interests other than music that you think you would be good at, you should probably not do music. So if you're like, well, I think I could be a banker or a hotel manager, then you should probably do that other than a professional musician. If you can't commit to music over 150%, again, not a good idea to go into music, because if you're not thinking about it all the time, you're competing against people that are and who will do anything to make sure that their music gets out. If you think, well, it might be fun. Well, I know for a lot of people, especially people who are not musicians, they think that it's just fun and games. Look, we're musicians, we get to make songs. But yes, it is part of the reward for being a musician is that you are having fun. But it's a job. I mean, it takes time and if you just think it's fun, which is the reason why you're doing it, you probably should not be a professional musician. It's just not a game. Many musicians get asked either by their parents or teacher or whatever when they're going to get a real job. I mean, that happens all the time, right? It's one of those things that always comes up. I don't know any of my musician friends whose parents or friends were like, so when the music thing isn't like going to work, like, what do you think you'll do after? I know that sounds funny, but I mean, it does happen because people just think of it as like, well, it doesn't seem like you're like working. You're writing songs and playing music and having a great time. So yes, that is part of it some of the time, but certainly not the majority of the time. And finally, you shouldn't be a professional musician if you're looking to make money. Now, I know that sounds kind of dark. And by the way, you can have a successful living in the music industry, doing well, making a good salary. And I'm not talking about the people that hit and they break and they make millions of dollars. Those are very, very few. I'm talking about just the average person. You can make a solid financial living in music. You just have to know how to do it, which of course we're going to help you, on this podcast, talk about ways and strategies of doing that. But in this one, I want to stay focused here on the people that should go into being a professional musician or not. This is important. Remember, musicians go into music for the love of it. They need to be in music because they don't have a choice. The odds of making, as I mentioned, a ton of money in music are very low, right? So if you're thinking that you can make a hit song or something like that, sure, that's positive thinking, but that shouldn't be the reason you go into music. For those of you who are thinking about being a music major in college, take note. You can't honestly do this with a backup plan. Now, I'm sure I'll get tons of questions from parents, you know, because they're always like, well, you should have a backup plan. Does your child have a backup plan for being an economics major? Does your child have a backup plan for being a doctor? What if that doesn't work out? My point here is that you can't do it with a backup plan. There just isn't enough time. If you're doing a double major at some point, it usually doesn't work because music needs constant practice and attention and work. There's never a time that the work's done. Let me give you an example that I say to the students all the time. Let's say you're a biology major and you go and your teachers give you assignments and reading and you do all of that. And then your homework is done and you can go do something else. You can go out, party, hang out, whatever, until the next class. For musicians, we may get an assignment in class to write a song. But once that's done, we have to continue to practice. There's never an end to it. And that's really one of the things that tears away at musicians a lot of times, is that the amount of practice that goes into this art form it's a lot of time, and it's incredibly intense. Remember, musicians are many times trading money and an easier financial path for passion and love. It tends to be the trade-off for doing something you are so passionate about and love. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I do want to stress here that I'm not saying if you like music and play music that you shouldn't do either of those. We're talking about being a professional musician where you're making a living off it. You can always be a musician on the side for fun and not have to worry about making a living at it and doing it professionally. There's plenty of people that do that. You see stories all the time about doctors or lawyers who play guitar and on the side they have a band, and that's totally awesome. Totally acceptable and encouraged. Music brings joy to all, not just the music creators. My point in this episode is choosing whether to become a professional musician is the right fit for you if you are unsure. I'm being totally honest here. Being a professional musician is difficult, and it can be very, very trying. Personally, I'm lucky. I got a break and I was able to take advantage of that break. Yes, I did have talent, for sure. It's really hard to get a break without talent. But at some point, you're hoping and you have to get lucky enough to get some sort of a break. My break obviously was getting into Michael Bublé's band. And that set me up for long-term, a little bit more long-term success. But again, if you've heard some of the earlier pods, right, it's once you get those opportunities, it's what you do with those opportunities. So it's not just the break that's going to help you. The personality type that tends to do the best, at least financially in music, we'll just say financially for the sake of it, are the very serious musicians who are extremely professional, work harder than most, are organized, and will do whatever it takes to make it. Those are the ones I always feel will do the best, you know, financially, and try to, you know, they'll be constantly trying to attain the highest level of being a musician. And those are the ones, in my opinion, that should be musicians. If you are not any of those types of people, right? Which, by the way, a lot of musicians aren't, which is why they tend to not stay in music. Then you should probably think of another career. I feel like this episode that I'm giving here, as much as I don't try to do things that are more pessimistic, I try to be a lot more optimistic. But I feel like this episode will be a success if you are thinking either of these things. If you're thinking everything that I just described is you when it comes to music, or if you don't think being a professional musician is a good choice for you. If either of those things have happened by the end of this episode, then I feel like this one was a success. Because it's a very hard look in the mirror, you know, especially when you do like something a lot and you do love it almost. But it's different than having a nonstop, urgent need to do it. And you have to do it. Which is why I say, don't be a professional musician unless you have to. All right, folks, that's all the time we have for today's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this pod so you can stay up to date with new shows, giveaways, and more importantly, the concerts. Folks, come out to one of my big band concerts. I promise you'll have a great time. Go to the website and check it out at jasongoldmanmusic.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at spicygmusic. And on the website, you can see what projects I'm currently working on and to see when I'll be performing next. Thanks so much for listening, folks. Much love. Peace.